Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Harry Kazakian, president of SecureBackgroundCheck.com and USA Express Legal and Investigative Services, which provides background check services and investigations to hundreds of companies across the country. Mr. Kazakian, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you, Eric, and thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. Great to have you out. So I suppose the first question should be, why are pre-employment background checks important?
Well, it actually, it helps employer to provide safe environment for employees. Nowadays, that's very important. Verify important information on the resume. Verify education, prior job history, and performance. Candidates' prior behavior for employer to assess potential risk. Criminal background is very important to identify any financial crimes, violence, fraud, prison time, and so on. I think it is very important, and it's a responsibility of the employer to try to do the best they can to provide safe and sound environment for their existing employees.
And with your input and insight there per that first question, that certainly does tell you how important it is to conduct pre-employment background checks for sure. Now, there are a lot of entrepreneurs and startups out there who don't have much experience in hiring. Hiring managers obviously can review the resumes, but that never tells the whole story. What should be included in a pre-employment background check, and what are some of the limitations to background checks? And lastly, can they vary from state to state?
Of course, at minimum, Social Security number verification, sex offender, nationwide criminal background. If candidate is being screened for a driving or driver's position, 7-year driving history should be a must. I think that's at minimum. A lot of newly hired employees, they have to complete Form I-9 employment eligibility verification, which is required by the federal government in order to comply with federal occupation regulation, it's FAR. And we even recommend existing employees must also complete Form I-95 if they haven't already done so, which basically confirms every one of the employees you have are eligible to work in the United States. That's very important. And these are the limitations and the importance. As far as, sex offender and nationwide criminal background is very important. Screening will help to reduce the risk of employment place violence. And that is just, I keep insisting that everybody try to do a risk control, especially nowadays. There's so much going on. I think that's very, very important. 7-year driving history for most states is mandatory if hiring the candidate for a driving position, especially if they will drive passengers back and forth, not only for safety reasons, but as well as sometimes lowering commercial insurance premiums. So that's very important. As far as the limitation to background checks, especially in California, they are very strict what can and cannot be divulged to the potential employer, this includes felony convictions, misdemeanors. If occurred over 7 years ago, it cannot be reported to the potential employer unless the entities are such as nursing homes, hospitals, daycare, and mandated by state licensing agencies to report any and all crimes, including misdemeanors, then we are allowed to divulge any criminal background. But if they're not mandated by the state licensing agency, and if we find out that someone has a felony record that occurred 7 years ago, and it's a violent felony, and we our hands are tied. We will, however, red flag it, so then employers may be able to discuss this with their potential employee or the candidate to see if maybe they could explain, you know, what's their background that may be preventing them from getting the job. You know, as a background screening provider, depending state to state, it's very important to identify each state's rules and regulations in order to comply with FCRA compliance rules imposed by the government.
Some great coverage there, really some good information, most helpful. Now, I know a lot of hiring managers are tempted to turn to companies who outsource their background checks to people in other countries. How reliable are those results, and what could potentially go wrong, and where are the weaknesses in those kinds of checks, and how do ill-intentioned people take advantage of those types of background checks?
Of course, outside UA screening companies, companies that are located outside the United States, do not have the same resources and database providers as the ones inside the United States. Furthermore, it is very costly and difficult to hold outside U.S. companies accountable to provide accurate information. You cannot even get them on the phone or try to hold them accountable because they provided you with the wrong information, or perhaps there was a felony and they missed that, or perhaps because of a potential employee submitted fake identification due to having bad records. Outside companies, outside United States companies, don't have the same data providers, and they cannot be held accountable. You just can't sue a company that is offshore outside in, you know, Asia or elsewhere. So that's what we recommend against hiring outside U.S. companies. Large volume companies such as ride sharing or dock walking primarily hire outside companies, that is outside, you know, companies outside United States to save cost. If they pay $30 to $65 in United States per screening, companies that provide the same service and they are located outside United States do it for $19. What can go wrong? Well, I could give you an example of what we were faced with. One of the rideshare companies hired this male individual after doing brief screening that he was a company outside the United States. So he was very clever. He left his name same as previously, and so he provided with a different date of birth, and he got cleared to drive rideshare. One of the rideshare companies. Now, this individual, convicted felon, did prison time for 10 years for kidnapping, larceny, racketeering, murder. And so he was released from prison. 6 months later, he got a job with one of the rideshare companies and passed the background investigations. He picked up a young female from school. And on the way, during the course of the ride share, he started saying things to her, what he likes to do. And so she was smart to record the whole thing. Oh, she opened the car door and just ran away. And so we got hired by the attorneys representing her. We found out this individual had utilized two date of births. We found out about his entire prison time and term. And because we are located, or any screening company is located in the United States, is able to multi-verification processing, what we call is a multi-level authentication, we should be able to identify that second date of birth and look into a little further to see if this is the same individual using two date of births. That's a lot. That can go wrong all the time. Now, as far as trying to save costs, a lot of companies in the United States will probably lower their prices for pre-screening if there's a volume by potential, you know, company or employer that they are going to use over and over and send volume of assignments. They can always negotiate the amount per search. per screening. I always recommend going that route first and finding company outside the United States to save a few dollars. That's going to even, you know, what does ride-sharing company pay to this little girl? It's over and beyond the money they were able to save on the screening.
And that is for sure and a fine example of what could go wrong. And cutting corners, you certainly do pay a lot more in the end when you cut corners for sure. And that is, again, a great example of that. Today we're joined by Mr. Harry Kazakian. He's the president of SecureBackgroundCheck.com and USA Express Legal and Investigative Services, which provide background check services and investigations to hundreds of companies across the country. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Harry, what qualifications and qualities should hiring managers look for when they are deciding who they choose to conduct their background checks?
Of course, Eric. They have to make sure pre-screen company has a licensed investigator at premise. Very important. Experienced and well-qualified licensed investigators knows ins and outs and how to assort and come up with information and meticulously try to chop it down and dice it down to find out if they are providing accurate and informative information. A lot of the companies out there, they just dump in the data and what gets back is what they provide. Don't go there. I don't recommend it. Multi-level authentication system. I was talking about the example, the case we worked on. If a person has two different date of births, perhaps if it's very common name, two date of birth, of course, but there's got to be a way to look into and identify the name and date of birth provided is, in fact, the subject and not an individual that is using a different date of birth to conceal his record. And don't look for, cheaper service. You know what they say, you get what you pay for. Very important.
Absolutely, you do get what you pay for. Lastly, what should a thorough pre-employment background check look like? If you would, get into that. And what should a hiring manager expect to be provided in the check? And does that change depending on whether, say, the new hire is an Uber driver or a CFO or a senior care nurse?
Of course. So every report must be FCRA compliance, Fair Credit Reporting Act. That has to be compliance. And so you have to make sure the company you are dealing with is FCRA compliance. Now, as far as rideshares and all other low-level candidates, will probably require the minimum screening such as criminal, sex offenders, and social security number e-verification. If it's in the medical field or a driving position, drug screening is always recommended. Most state licensing agencies to provide license by Department of Transportation, drug testing is a requirement. So that's very important, especially if they have to drive passengers around. As far as executive level, education verification, previous employment verification, and reference is always recommended in addition to criminal driving and drug screening tests if you're hiring someone at executive level. Very important.
Well, this information certainly is eye-opening, and it's certainly after the conversation and all the information and insights shared here today by you, Mr. Kazakian, it's an alert to those hiring managers to really do a good, thorough background check in all regards. Again, it's securebackgroundcheck.com. How about the website? If you could share the website on USA Express Legal and Investigative Services, what's the website for that as well?
Of course, it's USA Express, INC, that stands for, short for corporation. It's USAExpressINC.com.
And thank you for that, and we'll certainly leave both links within the show notes of this broadcast to further help the audience as well. Again, Mr. Kazakian, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me again. Pleasure was all mine.
And thanks again for your time. We've been speaking with Mr. Harry Kazakian, president of SecureBackgroundCheck.com and USA Express Legal and Investigative Services, which provide background check services and investigations to hundreds of companies across the country. And once again, the websites of reference is SecureBackgroundCheck.com and USA Express Inc. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.